everybody, and welcome to another day of Talking Baseball here as we conclude the Memorial Day weekend, and it actually is Memorial Day today. So nice to be with you. Gorgeous, gorgeous weather around the Bay Area today, and I hope we have good weather in Colorado today, where the Giants open up a three-game series with the Colorado Rockies. It'll be Andrew Suarez, the left-hander, on the mound for the San Francisco Giants today, 25 years old. And he goes against a familiar foe, and that is Chad Bettis. We've seen a lot of him. 29 years old. He's 29 and 24 a lifetime, his 80th Major League start. And they saw him out here in San Francisco, and they beat the Giants 5-3. He went six innings, five hits, three runs. And we have seen a lot of Chad Bettis and the Giants over the years. So it is the lefty Andrew Suarez trying to get this starting rotation off on the right foot in a very tough place with a very big outfield, and that is Coors Field in Colorado. But it is Memorial Day, and we've been talking about it all weekend. It's a federal holiday in the United States. It remembers the people who died while serving in the country's armed forces. The holiday, which is currently observed every year on the last Monday of May, which this is, Raf, it was May 30th from 1868 to 1970. They had Memorial Day, and I always remember it during the week, whatever May 30th was. We called it Decoration Day then because what it is, it's a time when many people visit cemeteries and memorials, and they do it particularly to honor those who have died in military service. So many volunteers place an American flag on each grave. And I know I saw some tweets this morning. Pat had one that I saw. And many people have come forth and put pictures of flowers and flags that are placed on the national cemetery. So I saw that today. Memorial Day shouldn't be confused with Veterans Day. Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving, whereas Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans. So veterans of foreign wars and all that, that is Veterans Day and celebrates everybody. It's not to be confused with Armed Forces Day, which is a U.S. remembrance that celebrated actually earlier in May, and it specifically honors those currently serving in the U.S. military. So that is what Memorial Day is all about. It's not a happy Memorial Day or sort of have a nice Memorial Day. It is a day that you reflect on the people who gave their lives. And we talked about it a little bit last night. And you think of the horrors of war. And, you know, it's fun talking about it, and it gets my ideas flushed out. We look at numbers, 650,000 dead, a million dead, 300,000 dead. And sometimes you just become desensitized to the numbers. And they don't mean people. But of those people, everyone grew up, had parents, maybe had jobs, maybe had children, maybe thought of what are they going to do today in the world. And the next thing you know, they're dead and they're gone. And they're gone fighting a war for freedom. And when the country was founded in 1776, the Declaration of Independence and all that, America wanted to get away from the tyranny of the king of England, who was going to impose taxes on people and not allow you to enjoy your own religion or your freedom of speech. And that's what the country was founded on. And all these wars, whether it goes to the Civil War, which was fought over different issues, or the War of 1812, or the Revolutionary War, people died. People died just for the fact that we could sit here today and be in a free country and say what we want as long as as long as we don't hurt other people. And that's the freedom that we should enjoy today. So it's not a political statement. It's not a Republican, Democrat, or anything like that. It's that these people died just for this, that we could be here and say these things and not be afraid of the government or someone coming in and telling you you can't say things or you can't do things. And that's where we've come. And just, you know, just reading the papers the other days about children being separated from parents in America, it just sickened me. It really did. And it's not partisan. It's not Democrat, Republican. I'm not laying blame on anybody. But in this country, that was founded on these principles that of freedom, of choice, and to have families and to be people, just like the postman on the corner fought in World War II, or the kid who didn't go to college got stuck in Vietnam or something like that. To be able to say, sorry, your children have to go here and you're going here and we don't know where they went, that's not America. So for everyone who died for all this, I think of you, and I think of you not as a number, but I think of you as a person who gave up his life or her life just so we could be here today and enjoy what we call America. And that's important. We never could lose sight of that, that people did die for this. And it's not just numbers. It's people that enjoyed having breakfast in the morning, having dinner at night, seeing their loved ones, and they're gone just so that we could be here and enjoy our freedom of speech and our freedom that we have. And that's it. So I don't do this too often and get off on the political, not political, but just the philosophical items about life. But this one hit me today of the numbers and the people. They're real people. So when you look at the graves and you put a flag on the grave or you put a flower in the grave where families go there, that is grieving. And that's what today is all about. Raph, how'd you like that? Did I do all right with it?
You did great, Marty. Yeah, it's time for reflection. And you know, maybe it's not the holiday to get drunk and, you know, have a crazy get-together with the whole family. No. But, it, you know, it's definitely visiting people who gave up, you know, their lives for us and, you know, for our freedoms. And
yeah, the ultimate.
No, you hit it hard.
They're people.
Yeah, Marty.
They're not numbers. They're people, you know, with brothers and sisters and cousins and jobs and hopes in the world that gave it up just so we could sit here and talk about it or express our displeasure with something without everyone coming down on us, without the government coming down on you. And that's what it's all about. So very important, very important. All right, so let's get back to baseball, because baseball does give everyone a chance to be part of a community. And the baseball community on Memorial Day does come together. And that is something that baseball has done for people throughout its existence. It is a time when it's a healing time. It's a time that brings people together. They did it during World War I, World War II, Spanish-American War, the Civil War. You know, baseball was a place where the community could come together, where 40,000 people could come together and think about, we hope, some of the things that maybe I said today. 9/11 was a huge part of the healing process. So baseball has always been there. It's been symbiotic. It's been very close to the military and for fighting for freedom. So I'm glad that baseball could do it today on a very solemn day. So I just felt that I wanted to make that clear to everybody. All right, Andrew Suarez today, 25 years old. He's 1-4 in the season. Only his seventh game and seventh major league start. He's got a whip, a walks, the hits, innings, pitch of 1.39. The righty's 345 with six homers. All the homers off him are by right-handers. The lefty's only hitting 200 without a home run against him. 31 innings pitched, 37 hits, 7 walks, and he does have 30 strikeouts in today's world. That's still a pretty good number. He is in his six starts. He's only gone six innings two times, at least six innings two times. But his last 14 innings pitched, he's given up 3 home runs. He's learning. And Jim Barr is going to be with us later on today, former National League pitcher, Giants pitcher, and a pitching guru. Talk a lot about Andrew Suarez and not getting too much of the plate, and that has been a big part for him. A couple of items of news for the Giants. Derek Rodriguez has been brought up. As we say, the son of Pudge Rodriguez. Hopefully we won't be saying that much longer. We'll be talking about just Derek Rodriguez, 25 years old, made 9 starts at Sacramento, 50 innings, 53 strikeouts. We've got an interview with him that we did. We're going to play it at the bottom of the hour today. Great kid, very serious. He was drafted as an outfielder by the Twins. He didn't hit much. They made him a pitcher. He's got the best pitching coach with his dad, Pudge Rodriguez. He was let go by the Twins. The Giants grabbed him. He went to Sacramento, as I say, with a 340 earned run average in the 9 starts down there. He is 25 years old. So he is up. Miguel Gomez has been optioned back, and you saw that coming with Sandoval at second base yesterday, that they feel Sandoval at least could give him some coverage at second base behind Tomlinson. And Joe Panik starts his rehab today, so he'll probably be back with the club, I would think, by maybe the Arizona series a week from today, next Monday at AT&T Park. To clear room for Rodriguez on the 40-man, you can only have 40 players that you can control. The left-hander, DJ Snelton, had a lot of fun with him, Raph, in spring training. We've had him on the show. He was up here for a while. He did some long relief for the Giants. He got gave him a lot of innings, the best he could, but it didn't work out, and he went back to Sacramento, so they've taken him off the 40-man. Now, if nobody claims him and they don't make a deal for him, maybe they can re-sign him to the Sacramento roster and keep him down there. I hope that'll work out for him. So that's the way they made room here for Derek Rodriguez. All right, 808-KMBR is our number if you care to call in. We always can work a call or two in every once in a while. But it is Memorial Day, and I appreciate everyone bearing with me as I tried to explain my feelings about it. Kerry Crowley is going to join us. He's flown from Chicago to Denver. He's done a great job all weekend long bringing us up to date on everything. So we'll take a break and get back with Kerry, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group, right after this.